Good morning. 7:49 a.m. on April the 6th, 2016. I think that's right. Yes. Nothing runs like a deer. John Deere front end loader. So yeah, today is going to be a really badly fragmented, horribly fragmented day. Because I've got kid duty today. I've got to spend the morning at the doctor's with her, and then the afternoon to take her to school to get into her rehearsals for the last production of the year. Yesterday was a decent day in terms of getting stuff accomplished, in terms of getting writing done. I got some done. I also started reviewing, because I have this feeling, now I'm writing along, and I think this isn't match what I remember putting in the first few pages, so I had to go back and I started going through and straightening out things. I really hate to do that until I have a draft done, but I needed to go back through because I started writing this so long ago. I've forgotten a little bit. The temperature this morning is 44 degrees. I only wore a windbreaker. My hands are cold. Nose is cold. I got enough heat going inside the jacket that it's not cold in body core, but fingers. So anyway, yesterday was kind of an up and down day. It wasn't the straight out, make it to 10K, move on day. I don't expect today that it will be either, just because I know I've got so many interruptions. I've got to go home, get the kid up, get her ready for a doctor's appointment, get her fed. I think I'm going to load the crock pot up so I don't have to worry about dinner. Let's see, today's Wednesday, so today's review is Derelict, L.J. Cohen's book. Many of you have already heard about it, read about it, read it, tried it and didn't like it, so the second review of Peer Reviewed has dropped this morning. Well, at least I assume it has. I haven't actually checked to see. I'm pretty sure it has. I'll check when I get home. Friday we've got, what the heck is the name of that book, Illyrium? It's not one that I'm familiar with at all, but Lisa Manifold from Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers recommends it, so she's written up a review of it. That'll be on Friday. I'm still reading the The Prince's Game, I think it is. Maggie Hogarth. It is really... it is really dark. I'm not exactly sure why I'm still reading it. It's not as dark as some of the books that I have read lately. But yeah, it is dark. It is dark. I don't really have a lot to talk about today. I was so inside my own head yesterday, I didn't get out a chance to read anything all that much. I didn't really see anything in the interwebs. I don't know that I saw anything on the interwebs yesterday. I had my head down. This morning, honestly, I think my ears are just being sensitive this morning or something, but after yesterday's wind noise, I didn't check my wind filter either. I should probably do that. I may need to get a fresh piece of foam. I also didn't get breakfast yet this morning. I am running on fumes. Made a big pot of chili last night for dinner. I'll have leftovers tomorrow night. Piggledy piggledy. Yeah, I really got the best part of the day while I was walking yesterday. I thought for a while it was going to snow yesterday. It was cold. It clouded all over. Wind blew a gale. I mean, it was already blowing pretty hard when I went out for the walk yesterday, but it just... I don't know, but I was going to have to call the fence company and have them put the fence back up again. Because it was just... it rattled the house. We don't usually get house rattle wind levels. But it was... that was pretty astonishing. Ah, feel that. Oh, yeah. The sun. I'm walking east now into the sun. pull my hat down a little bit to keep it out of my eyes. It feels warm. Not surprising, it feels warm. Welcome, warm. Monk post. So, let me see what... So, I should be home a little past 8. Need to get the kid. That can be an hour and a half before I have to have the kid at the doctor's office. So, that'll be time to... I hope I will remember to actually post the walk today. The last couple of days, I've gotten in and... I got it uploaded because I upload it before I go into the house, but... Or I trigger the upload before I go into the house. Sometimes it doesn't actually finish for a while. But I got the upload up. But then forgot to level it or render it as an MP3 or put the post in or... The other day I had everything ready except for the publish. I guess that was yesterday. I had everything ready except for the publish. The publish step, I wait for the publish step until the FTP for the file has actually completed so people don't try to grab the partial file. I don't know if you can or not. But I always wait for the FTP, for the upload to finish before I click the publish button. And the problem with that is that I will quite often have the post ready to go, and while the file is still rendering or leveling or compressing or whatever I happen to do for a particular day, the windy day I didn't level it because it just brought the wind noise up higher, which is high enough already. So, ran a compressor to push the peaks down. That was about it. But yeah, so I get distracted while I'm waiting for that minute or so for the upload to finish, and then forget to go back and turn off the FTP. B, forget to go back and hit the publish button. So, yeah. Yesterday, I think it was Chris Moody who reminded me. The day before that, it was Anita. Thank you. Keep me honest. Usually I have people who like the photo, who will like the image, either in G+ or on Twitter, and I'll see the like. And I'll go, oh, did I hit publish? The other day... Or I didn't get it actually published till the afternoon. I saw them and I was sure that I had published it until Anita asked, is there a file? Yes, it was. Anyway, off we go. So you have a blossoming tree. Is it a crabapple tree? Little white blossoms. Is it a dogwood tree? I don't know. I think it's a crab apple. I hear a trash can. Trash can. I hear a trash truck. Today is Wednesday. I have to stop and get the milk in the cooler before I go back in the house. I hear, I have a Paul Simon, is it Paul Simon? Song running in my brain at the moment. It was a sunny day. A cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. Because, well, actually there are. So the clouds have actually built a bit since I started. Somebody lost a lovely fleece sweater. Some high, thin, I suspect they're cirrus. They sort of popped up in the last half hour. But it's still a beautiful day. My Lord. Yeah, I really didn't have a lot to talk about today, I guess. You know what that means? I'm not reading enough. I gotta get a haircut today. Oh my goodness, I have to get a haircut. Today or tomorrow, because Friday I have to go to Denver. Yeah, I think it's crabapple. Because here is a crabapple tree that I know is a crabapple tree and has the same flowers, the same bark. Arf! You can always tell a dogwood tree by its bark. Yesterday was Terrible Jokes for Tuesday Day, but the Terrible Jokes guy didn't post any jokes. He warned us about it. Going to be away today. All right. Look at me, here I am. How'd I do? Because I was sort of pushing that a little bit. Let's see. 19 minutes. 19:07 to be precise. 19:13 now, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.